The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Imagine a guy dressed in an animal costume comes into your place of work and says, I'm going to blow myself up. Does everybody run for cover, dash for the door? What happens to the guard? Who grabs the phone and calls the cops? Is the SWAT team called out? Plus, are there helicopters? What about the bomb squad? Well, that's exactly what happened. A 25-year-old man threatened to blow up a TV station in Baltimore when he was shot by the cops. He didn't have a bomb, but instead a device that was chocolate bars instead. Here's police spokesperson TJ Smith. Hang on a second, and we're going to hear from TJ Smith about the chocolate bars and what the police thought they were seeing when he said ultimately that he had a bomb because he looked that way. So here's what he said.
What we've been able to find out is those devices were actually chocolate candy bars wrapped in aluminum foil with wiring connecting each of them.
So just picture that. That's what he did. He was wearing a white panda suit. He had a surgical mask. He had sunglasses on. What are the police going to do? He walks out of the station, that they tell him stop, talk, whatever. He won't talk to them. And he didn't have a bomb, but candy bars instead. They were wrapped together with a motherboard, so it looked like they were wires that were more. What do they have to do after that? They take him down, then they've got to still have the bomb squad come and search him. A robotic, no less, had to go and do that. And then eventually they hustle him off, and he's in the hospital in stable condition. He refuses to talk about it. And, of course, there have been threats before. And apparently he had made them, but they wouldn't let him in. The Panama Papers released earlier this month revealed the tax avoidance habits of several world leaders and their associates, and that's what set him off, supposedly. He said he had a flash drive, he had information he wanted to get on the air, he wanted to compare the information found in the Panama Papers. And so the station security guard spent 45 minutes speaking with him, with the guy, making threats. Oh my, what is going on in the world? Crazy, craziness. And the station is at the base of Baltimore's TV Hill. I've actually been in that area. And you got two other TV stations and a radio station there. They're all based in that one section. And, boy, it is just craziness. I mean, I tell you, craziness. Then you've got John Boehner talking about Ted Cruz, calling him Lucifer. Pretty much saying he's worse than Lucifer. Now, he's talking to a bunch of kids at Stanford when he said that. And the Lucifer remark, Rush Limbaugh says, is the best endorsement for Ted Cruz. But I say it doesn't really matter and has no effect on the election. I get it. He said he blasted Cruz and said he was Lucifer in the flesh. But is that really going to dissuade anybody from voting for Trump, who wants to vote for Trump, or Cruz? Is that going to dissuade anyone from voting for Cruz and go to Trump? No. Much of the same old on the road to Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Hey, you're right. It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yes, tell us about Mississippi and Gulfport and all those areas being underwater. Well, are you okay?
I'm fine. That's 100 miles south of me.
Good.
Exactly 100 miles, believe it or not, right out my front door. But I've seen quite a few friends on, you know, I got quite a few friends that work for the fire department down there. And I grew up down there, you know, 30 years of it.
Wow.
And, And, yeah, they're used to it. But the craziness that you're talking about, you're probably going to bring this up, too. You can't even get out on the road. You got so many idiots that want to do this speed snapshot. That made news, too.
Oh, no kidding. What is up with that? What,
it's crazy. Like you said, it's just crazy. It's got to be this liberal education. You know, I mean, really, that, you know, to prove that Dan is actually, like I say, has wisdom, he didn't jump on me last night after I got off and said what I said about voting for Bernie. But, Kate, you and I have debated this and debated this. And like I said, I'm not the Grim Reaper. You know, he may be a distant cousin. I don't know. And I'm not the Grim with the double M's of the Germanic or the Norwegian limericks and all that, or NBC. I'm Grim de la Grim, the original. So
that's right.
So the whole point of me doing what I'm doing is because you and I, like I was saying, you and I both agree that the problem with electing the president is the electorate.
Yeah.
And I'd much rather vote for Bernie to stop Hillary. That's the grim part there. Because pretty much if Trump gets Indiana, he's a shoe-in, and the electorate should get the word there.
Yeah, if they can't get the word after that, then there's a big problem.
Yes, there is. The other problem is to stop Hillary as much as possible for the simple reason. And, well, just because everybody out there ought to know that Bill Clinton brought us into the second depression of America's history. And I can confirm that because it's already been confirmed with several journalistic people that he deregulated banking, and then he turned around and took that money, said, banks, don't worry about what you do with the money, have at it, and guess what? You can spend it on the world economy, because then he opened us up to the world economy.
Right.
And he passed several bills that moved all the factories to Mexico, to China, because he walked in that office after Reagan gave a balanced budget, and
right,
nothing but money to spend.
Right, right, right.
He never balanced anything. They were criminals walking in from Arkansas after Whitewater.
Right, right.
Both attorneys involved in Whitewater.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And we had Webb Hubble on this show, so it was interesting to talk to him. Remember his ties to the whole Clinton thing and doing jail time. I mean, I agree with you 100%. People forget that they don't remember about the deregulation, what it did, and what we're seeing. We're seeing the results of that now here in 2016.
It messed up the common person
thought
their check had 3 days to go to the Federal Reserve to be processed through the two different banks or business and banks it had to. It did totally away with that.
Right. Right, and it squeezed so many people. Absolutely grim, thanks. Grim with the grim news. He's right about the facts of that. And ultimately what happens when we see these Pew reports that Republicans are dissatisfied, millennials are starting to take up a lot of the space because they're outnumbering baby boomers, and they don't want the same old, even if they're more of a conservative bent. Stay with us. Going to the mailbag next.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Six foot one, Caucasian male, tattoos on his hands, approximately 22, 24 years old. He's wearing a red vest with, over that he has a animal onesie.
An animal onesie, that describes what happened we were just talking about at the craziness of this 25-year-old that tried to blow up a Baltimore TV station, only he didn't have explosives, candy bars instead. Wow. I'm sure the cops are scratching their head over that, and there's many discussions because it's not just cut and dry to somebody who has police officers in their family. What happens is they investigate what happened at the scene, but with armored cars and everything else that was happening there, they had to take it seriously. All right, on that note, as we continue down the path here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, a lot of you once again bombarded me with all kinds of emails. I thought it would be fun to jump to the mailbag now.
Mail time.
Mail time.
This one from Matthew, who says, Kate, Trump is the dude. I don't know why everybody jumps on his back. I understand that he is acerbic. I understand that there are questionable things, I suppose, in his past, like three wives or two wives and a mistress or who knows. But who cares? Bottom line is, this is the voice of the people, the will of the people, and the Republicans are idiots if they think they want to squash him with some kind of shenanigans, some kind of end around at the convention, because it would be absolutely disastrous for the Republican Party. They are pushing for a one-party system where it's only the Democrats that are going to be elected if they continue this kind of thinking. Well, Trump has the most votes in, they say, in Republican history. He needs 43% of remaining delegates to secure the nomination. I mean, calculate. Get the calculator out and calculate it. It is Donald Trump. If it's not officially, what, I don't know how many short, but how can it not be him? It's true. If he's got the most primary votes in Republican history, how ridiculous would it be to not go with Trump? I mean, again, the will of the people. You're absolutely right. So with the primaries ahead in states like Cali, you know, California, New Jersey, Indiana, he could easily break the record of 10.8 million, which was held by George Bush, W. Bush, in 2000. Just so you know. In an election cycle with a high Republican turnout, his numbers are rising even more. So now there's only three candidates, of course, left in the Republican race. So you think about this. What is it? He's a celebrity. He's got media exposure. He holds a rally in Indianapolis where Bobby Knight calls him the most prepared man in history to step in as president of the United States. So I say give it up. I agree. However, people are stubborn when they have a little bit of power and they're part of an establishment, a gatekeeper role. They're going to do what they're going to do. And by the rules, they might be able to tweak it. But it would be ridiculous. Absolutely. All right. Got this one from Jimmy listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Jimmy says, Kate, I know you've talked about this whole sleep thing and you've had people on. Did you happen to see the story about you might as well do vodka shots at your desk if you've had two back-to-back nights of not getting enough sleep? Yeah, you know what? Let me yawn there. You know what I did? Somebody sent me a link to that. There was a study that found 1/3 of Americans get less than the recommended 7 hours of sleep. Do you get 7 hours of sleep? So they say that when we're sleep deprived on one day and then we do it again, what it's like is like doing shots at our desk. Missing that sleep, it's like being legally too drunk to drive. So, you know, this is the thing. We live in a startup country with tons of entrepreneurs. And sometimes what happens is you crash into that fence. I guess here's the thing. Now they're saying napping, it turns out, is good for you. So maybe we're going to have more of these napping pods. I'm not sure. Is it better to get 8 hours of sleep, 9 hours of sleep, whatever? I mean, of course. Of course it is. But what happens when you've got kids to shuttle around, you've got jobs to get to, you have life? I think the average person, if they get seven, it's good. All of you know that we have odd sleeping habits. And when you sleep in the day, it's hard because the rest of the world, they forget, they ignore that. They ignore that, or maybe they don't do it on purpose, but they just forget that you're a night owl person or you're working the third shift and they start to call you at whatever unbelievable time in the morning they call you to for whatever reason. Want to go have breakfast at 6 a.m.? No, we don't want to have breakfast. Okay, moving on from those of us who are sleep deprived to this one from Paul, who says, Kate, I know you're all over these numbers that ICE released, criminal illegals. Did you happen to see the crimes that many of them did, but then they were ultimately released anyway? I did. I think you're referring to exactly that report, that there were more people in the release of the illegals that were arrested for things like sex crimes, things like breaking and entry, 19,000 criminal illegals, and how many were convicted of murder, and how many were 900 were sex offenders in some way, 208 convicted of murder, over 12,000 drunk driving. Not good, right? Because what are you thinking? Drunk driving? The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is holding a hearing, or they held a hearing, actually, on the issue of releases. And now, and it's vital. After releases, what happens? They come. How do they come back on in again? And here's the problem. Sometimes the home country doesn't want them back. Ooh, disaster for us in the United States. That's what that is. All right, let's see. I'm going to squeeze in another one. This one from Frank, listening to us in New Jersey. Kate, Boehner and Lucifer. I think he's a Lucifer himself. Not that I'm crazy about Cruz, but what an... Of course, that's going to be big news. Of course, they're going to splash all over the Stanford Daily Paper. Lucifer in the flesh. I like how he said he had Democratic friends and Republican friends, and that he got along with almost everyone, but he never worked with a more miserable son of a bee in his life, and that he would not vote for Cruz if he were to get the nomination. Yeah, thanks, Mr. Former Speaker of the House. We can count on you, huh, to tank the votes. You know, again, with this story, it just gets headlines. Now, I'm at Stanford, and I'm smacking that across the pages of the Stanford, you know, paper. Cool. I think that's good. Because I'm going to get it, I'm going to get some attention for that. And, of course, I'm getting national attention. But does it have a real effect on the election or Ted Cruz? No. The whole Ted Cruz thing this week is crazy. It's almost like somebody said, let's just throw things against the wall and see what sticks. And I get that. If I was his campaign manager, why not do a few things that are a little bit different? But, you know, it still is going to take those delegates, and the delegates aren't there. So if you don't have the delegates, you don't have the delegates. Indiana looms large. Large. And there's no way. Cruz wins Indiana. That would be the biggest shocker, period, in the last couple of months. There's just no way. I mean, no way. And then you've got Karl Rove, who likes to think of himself as the kingmaker, saying that Trump is graceless and divisive. So, might be true. I don't know. I don't think that's true. But... Karl Rove is not going to have the kind of pull that he thinks that he has either. He did an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, and he said, instead of seeking to build something new, Mr. Trump seems to aspire to blow up the GOP. Blow it up. Well, that's what's going to happen if they pull a fast one on him at the convention. All right, hang with us, everybody. Much more coming your way down the pike, round the bend, over the fence. You know what I mean. Next on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're gonna take you to the movies. You know, we do that movie thing each and every week. Have you been to the movies lately? Are you thinking of going to the movies? Curious as to what's out there? I actually, maybe it was a couple days ago, I had a chance to just, not feeling well, laid on the couch and decided, you know what, need something mindless. You know what I watched? Because it just happened to be on Da Vinci Code. Remember Da Vinci Code? I have to say Tom Hanks was pretty great in that movie. And I've decided that almost 100% guaranteed in almost every film, not every single film, but close to it, if you went in doubt, just go Tom Hanks. So you don't know what you want to watch, you want to see something, you want to stream something, Tom Hanks, because it's very, very good. And who knows, I mean, there's some other things he's set to star in, and he did Bridges Spies, and I thought that was great last year, and there's always something up his sleeve, that's for sure. But anyway, we're doing the movie review coming up, but before we get there, how about a little bit of I heard it in the headlines, meaning, what are we seeing that is the buzz in the land besides, obviously, what's going on with Trump, what's going on with this election, what's going on with Hillary Clinton, what's going on with Bernie Sanders, anything and everything that we shake and stomp and throw against the wall in 2016 on the road to the conventions. But in the meantime, here's what I just kind of did a little search for fun to see what was being talked about in parts of the country that had nothing to do with politics. So, for example, in the Los Angeles Times, they had a story about the protests raging outside of a rally in Orange County. Roads were closed. Police car was smashed. And then they had the big story, which was Jared Goff, the quarterback, is chosen in the first pick, because the Rams had the first pick, and that people were going to be pretty excited about that they had their man, that they knew he was the one they were going to select. They traded up to get him. 21 years old, 3-year starter at California, turned around a program that only won one game his freshman season, and he said he was absolutely ready to be an L.A. Ram. So how about that? And it was either going to be him or it was going to be Carson Wentz, who went second to the Eagles. But that's what the Los Angeles Times, a couple of the stories, they were other things, but that's a couple of the other stories that they were talking about. And, of course, the San Bernardino thing, FBI arresting the brother of the San Bernardino terrorist and two others on marriage fraud charges. And we know that story, so that played pretty big there. From Los Angeles, we move to a few other what I call newspapers of record, because, you know, believe it or not, there are still newspapers. And the overall newspaper that you can read when you go to the when you go down to the deli, when you're running around doing errands and you want to grab a newspaper, or you're flying, is USA Today. And the USA Today's headlines included Prince's death, day 8, overdose investigation. Then they also had the story about North Korea sentencing a U.S. citizen to 10 years in prison. That was upsetting. Then there was a story about 27 people killed in an airstrike on a Syrian hospital. Very, very sad. And they also talked about the Google CEO talked about devices being a thing of the past. You know, when people talk about devices, that wouldn't even be discussed. And what he meant by that is the next big evolution for technology is artificial intelligence. And he said, looking to the future, the next step will be the very concept of the device to fade away. You'll have an intelligent assistant helping you through your day. A mobile device in your hand or mini computer on your wrist, whatever shape it takes. But that's what it will be. You know, it's kind of like the new digital assistant Alexa that turns its Echo into this digital hub in your home. I know some people that have it, and they say it's a great resource. And they're tinkering around with something even bigger than that. They're talking about just the whole information, everyday information, making it so incredibly accessible. We'll be even more disconnected, sadly, on the downside of that than we were in the past. All right, some more headlines. This was in every paper above the fold. An envelope with white powder was sent to Trump Tower. So when you think of white powder, what do you think of? Of course, you think of 9/11, and you think the poison, basically. And you got to test it. Got to test it to determine what it is. And it was tested. It was not hazardous, which is the good news, obviously. But they said they would need to do additional testing to determine what it is. In March, someone sent white powder to Donald Trump Jr. They investigated that. That wasn't hazardous. But it came with a letter that said, if your father does not drop out of the race, the next envelope won't be a fake. Yikes. And then there was a story that made the rounds in a couple of papers. The Washington Post, the Chicago Trib, the New York Times. Cal Ripken Jr. was divorced from his wife, Kelly, they say, was finalized on Thursday morning. Ripken and his wife were married for 29 years, but have been separated for the past year. And in Maryland, this is why I bring this up, in Maryland and some other states, there's a law that requires you to have a one-year separation before divorce proceedings can commence, which it's different in other states. In Texas, you could get a drive-through divorce. I swear I see signs. 1, 2, 3, divorce. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You just release a statement, say that, you know, you're going to be there for the kids as they grow, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. I mean, he is a huge force, though, in Maryland. I mean, he's got ownership in the Orioles Class A club in Aberdeen, and yeah, he's heavily still involved, no question, in sports and baseball especially, but is a rabid sports fan. So welcome to what everybody else deals with, divorce. The world of divorce. They don't even have true hard numbers on it anymore. That's what they call a gray divorce, though, when you're married to somebody for a longer time. They slap that label on it because it's not a younger divorce. It's not a quickie divorce where you realize it was a mistake. It was, it was a surprise. I called it the surprise. The kids are out of the house. The surprise divorce that nobody really realized was coming. All right, so I mentioned the Washington Post, and the Washington Post had a few other stories in it as well that, for example, they had this feel-good, they had this story that they were hoping would turn into a feel-good story, but the story was she left her $400,000 a year job where a woman's card only held her back, because now they're talking about the woman's card. And the picture is of Kristen Johnson had enough of being denied bonuses despite hitting or exceeding the targets and enough of being told she had to work harder after advising on a case in between labor contradictions. So now the debate in the Washington Post was, play the women card and do you win? Or is it no, is it worse if you play the woman card? And I thought that was kind of an interesting story that they delved into as to what women were saying on the job, and that was an example. And that's why they gave that example. This story showed up in 9 out of the 10 papers that I looked at, from Philly to Mississippi, believe it or not, because Mississippi dealing with all the flooding and whatnot. But a little bit more than a footnote, a little bit bigger than that in most papers. In some papers, really a super big story. And the story is about the military filing new criminal charges against the next Naval Academy teacher in a sexual misconduct case. And this is Marine Major Mark Thompson, who's been charged with making a false official statement and conduct on becoming an officer and a gentleman. So I'm sure there's more sordid details that will pour out of that. And again, this is just a look, a peel back across the country. What are some of you talking about? Floods, tornadoes, 18 tornadoes touching down between Kentucky and Texas and Oklahoma. Just brutal. Floods, amazing amounts of water in Mississippi. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight.
This is it.
For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad.
Lots of movies already out in these first 4 months of 2016. So from, you know, think about it, Batman versus Superman, The Jungle Book, The Huntsman's Winter War, Deadpool, Zootopia, and there's others coming up. Jason Bourne, another Jason Bourne movie that I think is going to be wildly popular. Independence Day Resurgence, I think that's going to be extremely popular. So things to look forward to. Mother's Day is coming up, and ironically enough, there is a movie called Mother's Day. Here's a snippet of that.
Hey, you know no junk food for breakfast. That lets us.
He also lets you go to school without any underwear.
It's called free balling, Mom.
Dandy is a single mom.
Her ex just got remarried to like a 12-year-old.
Hi, Dandy.
Hi. I'm here for a job.
Tell me more about this tween and your ex-husband.
I'm sure I exaggerated. I'll have a better idea once all the acne clears up.
Bradley is Mr. Mom.
Do you go to the supermarket?
What do we need?
Juice, eggs.
Eggs?
And tampons.
What was that?
Tampons.
Who's going to write T? I don't know what that means.
Need a price check on organic.
No, that's not necessary.
Daughter?
Yeah, two.
Same boat, two sons.
Nice meeting you. Sandy with two sons.
Jesse never sees her mom.
It's just all this Mother's Day stuff, and I start thinking about how I haven't talked to Mom.
Hi.
Oh, I have to say, Jess,
you haven't aged that much.
Thank you. I will run
through the rest of the world.
You guys are supposed to be in Texas.
Yeah. Wait, they're driving 20 hours straight.
Where's the little lady from?
I got to drain the lizard.
Thank you for sharing that down the hall.
I can't take him anywhere.
Yeah.
Kristen never met her mom.
I was adopted. I've always wondered, did she just throw me away?
What you have to do, you have to find your mother.
Do you have kids?
Career keeps me busy. Who should I make it out to? Out
on the verge. This April.
I'm 16. I have a life.
Wait, where are you going? Rachel, get out of the car.
Celebrate the one day.
No matter what's happened between us, you're always my mother.
That connects us all.
We're not who the world thinks we are. We decide who we are, when we want, and who we want to know. Out on the verge of the rest of our lives tonight. Out on the verge of the
rest of our lives.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Tanner, no, 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 no.
Oh. It's like the fourth time I've done this.
Boy, this movie tanked review-wise. Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston star in, I was just reading a review, one of the worst ensemble comedies ever made. So, it is about Mother's Day. It is supposed to be cute and clever and sweet. The director is Gary Marshall. You have Kate Hudson in this as well, Jason Sudeikis, and a bunch of other actors you would recognize. But apparently, and I'll bet you anything, this movie does okay, but it is getting trashed by some of the reviewers saying it's a terrible, terrible movie. And I read this from the Cleveland papers. A Mother's Day movie not even a mother could like. Oh, that's not good. So maybe this is one of those, hey, we'll just tie this movie in. We'll make it. It makes sense. We'll put a bunch of stars in it. I still say, I bet it bounces out okay. Not big box office, but decent because of the Mother's Day theme. Ratchet and Clank. Check this animation out.
In a world.
Come on, desanitization!
In another world.
Our galaxy is in a state of crisis.
Captain Quark.
The Galactic Rangers are looking for a new recruit.
A man with a dream.
Actually, I'm a Lombax.
Fine, a Lombax with a dream.
We want you.
Yeah.
If you have heart, then you have what it takes.
You don't have what it takes.
Wait.
Next.
We'll discover a beautiful friendship. Maybe not beautiful, but definitely attractive. Like a 7.
My name's Ratchet. I'll just call you Clank.
Now, on the dark side of the universe.
In 2 days' time, the Galactic Rangers will be destroyed? Stanley, are you texting?
Mommy.
Dialing Mother.
Hello?
An unstoppable evil.
My brilliant creation!
Most of the time. Burn. We'll give them the chance.
An attack is coming. I must warn the Rangers.
I can totally help.
To be heroes.
Yeah.
No. No, legends.
Woo-hoo!
Wait. Even better.
Ugh, does anyone else feel like we should have shot something by now?
Thank you.
This April,
destroy them all.
When a galactic force threatens the world.
I'm going in.
Test your gear.
That was awesome!
Find your courage.
A supernator.
Uh-oh.
And kick.
Boom, baby!
Woo-hoo! Some asteroid.
Chewbacca!
Ratchet and Clank.
It is curious that the sudden cessation of velocity did not cause either of you to... Oh, dear.
Don't worry, cadets. It happens to the best of... Oh, that was terrible.
Ratchet and Clank should do really well. It's actually a movie based on a video game. It's definitely family-friendly. It looks really clever. Clever characters. It's based on a PlayStation video game, actually a franchise, and it's a story about two heroes who join forces with the Galactic Rangers to stop the bad guys, in particular, really, the chairman, to stop the chairman. So I'm going to say it gets a thumbs up, and it's going to do well. The movie's going to pull people in, especially those who play the video game already. I looked at the animation, and it's really cool animation. We jump from that family fun to the family fang to close us out.
Hey, Baxter. Where are you?
In the hospital. I got shot in the head.
What? You got shot in the head?
I almost got killed by a potato.
And Mom and Dad are bringing me home to recovery.
Tell them you can't go. Just stand up to them, Baxter.
When have I ever done that?
Welcome home.
Oh, God. What's
I'm
with the bandages?
You
did you see your brother's ear? We wanted to play along.
Caleb and Camille Fang are most known for creating improvised public events that incorporate their own children into the artwork.
Your family. They're famous.
Certain circles, I suppose.
Is it art or is it a joke? Is it profound or is it a prank?
Mommy, don't die. Mommy!
I'm telling you, it tastes just like maple syrup.
What is going on?
Do you think you'll ever do another piece with your parents?
No, I'm not a child anymore.
The Fangs, together again, that's how it should be.
The Denver MCA wants me to create a new piece.
We're doing
Annie,
piece?
I don't think this is a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
No. You think we damaged you. You have kids, you're going to damage them. That's what parents do. So what? We don't need you.
This is Sheriff Hale. We have a serious situation here.
The car that is registered to your parents was found at a rest stop. There were signs of a struggle and quite a bit of blood.
It's all a performance.
You think they're dead?
We have to suspect foul play.
Our parents are probably hiding somewhere now, laughing themselves silly. And as soon as you say they're dead, they're going to pop up resurrected.
What are we doing?
Huh? We're going to search for them. And we're not going to stop until we find them. Still no money.
Bad idea, tangling up family and heart. Maybe you're free of that now.
We can't fix them. We can only fix ourselves.
Can't we, though?
Yeah. I think we can.
Looks good. Jason Bateman, Nicole Kidman, Chris Walken, I say thumbs up, and it's getting 7.5 out of 10 from Rotten Tomatoes. Family struggles mixed in between. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks so much to Daniel for your help on the technicals. See ya.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.